We may have come to the final episode in our Fireside Fairy Tale series, but we've saved a devilish delight for last. The great Russian author Leo Tolstoy is acclaimed for his behemoth novels on human nature, War and Peace, and Anna Karenina among them. But Tolstoy also understood the power that the fairy tale holds on our psyche, and so penned such a one himself. It's called The Imp and the Crust. Our own twisted reimagining of it by the mind of writer Brian Wallace is called Clarence. Fireside Fairy Tales was taped live in New York City on Sunday, May 26th, 2019.
Did I scare you?
Oh, you startled me a bit, yes. I was distracted by all the sounds here, the pain, these poor people.
There are no people here, just what's left of their souls.
Oh, you never get used to it, do you, this place?
We should hope not.
Right.
Are you ready?
I don't know.
Well, it's time.
Should just get it over with, I suppose.
Nothing's over with anymore. You should know that by now. Come inside. Madame de Mornay, this is Clarence.
Yes, I know. Before you come any further, please take off your shoes. Mr. Gwynne will keep them for you. Thank you, Mr. Gwynne.
Oh, you're not at all what I expected. Is it okay to say that?
Oh? Well, just what did you expect, Clarence?
I thought you'd be a man. A goatee and a pitchfork and all that.
Oh, you are confused. I'm not who you think I am at all. He is away at present, consulting on the next Star Wars sequel.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
He does believe in leading by example. Still, you're very welcome.
Ah!
Static shock.
Yes, when I shook your hand.
It's the deep pile carpeting. That's why I asked you to remove your shoes. Although this is an informal meeting, I don't like to put anyone too much at ease. Please come in and sit in this large metal chair. Thank you, Mr. Gwynne. You may leave us.
Yes, madam.
Sit down, Clarence, sit.
Ah!
Oh. No one ever looks forward to a static shock, do they? I think I'm the only one, and that's when it happens to others. Now, Clarence, what are we going to do? We've been reviewing your record. Your conversion rates are alarmingly low.
I admit, I'm not in any line for a promotion.
People just aren't abandoning their better natures. We send you out to prod them down the path to hell, and yet they always seem to make a U-turn and redeem themselves. Why is that?
It hasn't always been this way, Madame de Mornay. Everyone I meet on Twitter is as good as damned on the spot.
Social media is well below your pay grade, Clarence. You're not an intern. We expect much more from you.
I've just been in a slump. It's temporary. I'll do better.
You'd better. Immediately. If you fail us again, we'll have to send you to the kitchens.
I'm afraid I'm not a very good cook.
That's not the sort of cooking we had in mind for you, Clarence.
You mean, oh, I can't imagine I taste that good.
Doesn't matter. Most of the people down here are vegans anyway.
What can I do, Madame de Mornay? I swear I won't let you down.
I have an assignment for you. There's an old serf, a sharecropper, a rather hard scrabble sort of man, hand to mouth. Most of what he raises goes to keeping his horse alive, and that poor horse is just glue on legs.
Shouldn't be too difficult to kill his spirit. Lead him to sin and evil?
You'd be surprised. Turns out a lot of people who have nothing to their names but disappointment still find a way to persevere. To choose righteousness, honesty, and resilience. It makes them feel better somehow, like they have a larger purpose beyond the present moment. Makes me absolutely sick.
Don't worry, Madame de Mornay. I'll get him. I'll drive him to kill that horse.
Oh, let's not choke on the bone now, Clarence. Keep it simple. Just make him curse.
Curse?
Get him to spew a profanity, demean his maker, bemoan his lot in life. That will do for a start.
Sounds easy enough.
For your sake, I hope it is. He's plowing a bald patch of earth right now. If he's lucky, he'll work himself hard enough to grow some weeds. His throat is dry, and his gut is growling. He's aching for a drink of water and a crust of bread he's been saving for 2 days. But he won't find them.
How do you know?
Because we took them. Here.
Ow! Oh!
Careful, the jug has a metal handle.
And the bread?
I'll have that myself.
You're going to eat this poor man's bread?
I'm not even hungry. I'll probably throw most of it away.
That's not right, Madame de Mornay.
Do you think you would taste any better?
No, I'm sure I wouldn't. If that's all, I'll be on my way. Enjoy your lunch.
Mr. Gwynn will give you your shoes back outside.
Oh, Lord.
What's the matter, Clarence?
It's those horrible screams. Sometimes they get to me, that's all.
Well, you know what they say, Clarence. Every time you hear a scream, a demon gets his horns. Good luck to you.
I don't see no tell of it, Jacob. I expect a bird come down, took it.
Bird? There ain't been no birds around here since the trees died off. You and me's the only sign of life in these parts, old Prue. You too, buddy. As soon as we find that old water jug, we'll slake off your thirst.
You sure you brought that jug out here?
It ain't in the house, is it?
House? Oh, maybe if we keep calling that pile of sticks a house, other folk will believe it too.
Careful, Prue. Get behind me now. Stranger's coming this way.
Who is it?
I don't know. That's why I just called him a stranger.
Well, he don't look like much of a threat.
Probably not. Anybody coming this far, I likely just need some help. All same, though, better go get my gun.
Your gun? Oh, I don't know if that's the best idea.
Do as I say now.
Jacob, that gun ain't got but one bullet in it, and we've been saving that in case we happen on a buffalo.
Buffalo? We tell people we've seen any buffalo around here to put us away.
Still, it's something to look forward to, ain't it?
Hello there!
Too late. He's coming up on us. Stay close, but be prepared to make a run for it.
Hello? Just a friendly visit.
Jacob, I think he's holding our water jug.
So he is.
Friends, I don't mean any harm. Just wondering if this belonged to you.
Where'd you find it?
A couple hundred yards north of here.
You're walking north.
Oh, then I guess I meant south, or one of the other two directions.
Probably.
Didn't know if it belonged to somebody.
Belongs to us, but I ain't left it spread all day. We ain't had no visitors.
Oh, well, that don't matter none, Jacob. We got the jug back, and that's the important thing. Very kind of you to return it, stranger.
My name's Clarence.
Thank you, Clarence.
It's nearly empty. It was almost full last time I seen it. Any sign of a crust of bread that might have been with it?
I'm afraid I can't help you there.
I see, then.
Jacob, remember who we are.
You're right. You're right. This here is a desolate place not fit for passing through. Whoever took the bread probably needed it more than we do. Same goes for the water. Can I offer you a drink, Clarence?
You're offering me the last dregs of your water jug?
Why not? You walked a long way to bring it back to us, and we're grateful to you.
I'm okay, but thank you.
In that case, buddy here gets the first swig.
The horse gets the first drink?
Naturally. He worked as hard as I did today, maybe harder. As long as you provide for others, the Lord will provide for you. That's what we believe, don't we, old Prue?
Amen.
I see. That's a nice way of looking at it.
My name's Jacob, and this here's my wife, old Prue.
Ma'am?
I'm 26.
Beg your pardon?
He calls me old Prue, but I'm 26. Living out here as we do, you really feel your bones. Started out as a joke, but somehow it's become my name. Honestly, Jacob, it's one thing for you to call me that, but don't introduce me that way to other people. Clarence, please tell your friends I'm only 26.
I'll remember, ma'am.
Vanity, woman. Vanity.
Suppose you're right, Jacob. Whether I'm 26 or 106, the wood still needs chopping. Tell your friends what you want to, Clarence. I'll go with the Lord.
Where you headed, Clarence?
I hadn't thought that far ahead.
Well, whatever it is, you'll need a compass.
I was actually hoping to hire on somewhere. I don't suppose you could use any help.
On this place? I don't rightly know whether any help could even be of use. Can you work miracles?
I can work hard.
Can you?
In fact, I promised someone recently that's just what I would do. It's what brought me here.
Well, that's good enough for me, sir. Look, I can't pay you, but I can feed you. Only barely, understand, and that's if you're not expecting any meat.
No meat? Are you vegans?
Only by necessity. We ain't rich enough to do that on purpose.
We keep praying for a buffalo, so keep your eyes peeled.
I'll do that, ma'am.
Come on now inside to supper, and then I'll show you where to bed down. I hope you don't mind dandelions.
To eat or to sleep on?
Both, my friend. Both.
Outstanding. Really outstanding, Grigory.
If he could find those missing strings, you'd really like it.
I used them strings to mend a fishing net. So they ain't missing. Besides, I lost a finger to frostbite last winter anyway, so I don't mind so much that they're gone.
It sounded beautiful, Grigory. Reminded me of my youth. I'm only 26, but melodies like that make one want to feel old.
Zelda's right, though. If we can turn a profit this year, I can buy some new strings for the whole guitar. Then I'll really play you something.
I agree with Clarence. That guitar sounded like an orchestra to me. Strings or no strings?
Obliged to you for saying that. Though with this drought worse than ever, my mind is more on profit than on music these days.
It's always like that, Grig.
Yes, but this year feels different. If things don't turn around this time, I'm afraid we'll have to pack up.
Oh, Zelda, sweetie, don't say that.
Oh, no, it's true. Only thing she's exaggerating about is the packing up. Because we might have nothing to pack except our pride, and that could fit into a hole at the bottom of your pocket.
Oh, we ain't had a surplus in 3 years because of the drought. When the tax man comes, sometimes we owe him money just for the privilege of struggling. It don't seem right to give him more than our own child.
Oh, we made our bargains, Elder. If we have to die on our own terms, it's still better than living under somebody else's. That's what I want to instill in Misha while he's still a boy. We take the good with the bad.
I just wonder when the good is going to come and stay a while. There have been times I told Grigory to sell that guitar or burn it for heat. It shames me.
You didn't mean it, Zelda. It's just the dandelions talking.
No, I hope she did mean it, because I'd do it. This guitar seems nothing to me if it costs the comfort of my wife and son.
Oh, play us another song, Grigory. It'll make us all feel better. And you might not play as well after winter comes anyway, if you lose another finger.
What you in the mood to hear, Clarence?
I think I'd better go check on Buddy. You all go ahead without me. How are you holding up there, Buddy? You look and sound a mess. Just as bad as the first day I arrived. But you're a good old horse. Faithful. Can you hear them? They're faithful, too. I don't understand it. How can they all sing and play and smile living like this? What do they have to celebrate? Don't give me that. You and I both know it's not true. Listen, Buddy. Can you keep a secret? You know how I'm here to help? Well, I'm not. I'm here to bring these people to ruin, make them lose their faith, curse the world, pity their own lives. Spare me your lectures now. You're just a horse. Anyway, it's not like I want to do it. I'm not who you think I am. I just got no choice. I better do something soon, or you and me both will be bound for dog food. But honestly, Buddy, what can I do to these people that hasn't already been done? If this drought can't break them, what chance do I have? Well now, hold on a minute. Maybe that's an idea. No. Hear me out. See, right now Jacob's got his corn planted in the valley like everybody else. But if I tell him to plant it on the hillside, that'll be like 100 droughts at once. The sun will destroy his seedlings before they even have a chance to sprout. Grigory and Zelda are already about to give up. Maybe Jacob and old Prue can go down with them. What do you think, Buddy? Oh, that's all I need right now, a self-righteous horse. Don't guilt me. You'd do the same thing if you were in my shoes. Speaking of shoes, we should replace yours. I'll handle that tomorrow. It'll make me feel better about all this. Well, thanks for the pep talk, buddy. I better get back inside before they start to wonder about me. Good night.
Looks like old Clarence is having a tough time trying to break these poor folks down. I wonder if this new idea of his will work. We'll find out in just a minute. First, I've got to tell you all about our sponsor, Todaytix. Have you heard of Todaytix? Well, if you have, you might have thought it was just good for last-minute tickets, and it certainly is. But it's also great for buying tickets to fantastic theater and arts events, and to do it months in advance. So, whether you're feeling spontaneous or you just want to browse to plan for a future night out, with Todaytix, you know you're going to get the best prices. You can access Todaytix online or use their super easy-to-navigate app on your phone. Either way, it's really the most convenient way to get theater tickets. So convenient and revolutionary, in fact, that Forbes magazine calls it the Uber of Broadway tickets. But it's not just for Broadway or for London's West End tickets. They've expanded to 16 cities across the country and around the world. Download the app once and use it wherever the call for a night of arts and culture strikes your fancy. Theater, comedy, improv, dance, opera, immersive theatrical experiences. You can see the show everyone's been raving about or discover something completely new. I know I'm lucky to live in New York City for so many reasons, but one of the big perks is access to some of the most amazing theater experiences in the world. I've been using Todaytix for a while, and they really make it so easy. I can just open up the app and browse to see what's on, what's coming soon. Right now, I'm really excited about two productions of plays by some of my favorite playwrights. Betrayal by Harold Pinter, fresh off its hit run in London, and The Rose Tattoo by Tennessee Williams with Marissa Tomei. And the most fabulous Dame Eileen Atkins is also about to tread the boards on Broadway. There are so many fantastic productions to see. And with Todaytix, I can get tickets fast and easy. The only hard part is finding the time and coordinating schedules. Hey, there's something going on in your city, too, and you don't want to miss out, dear listeners. Go to todaytix.com/fireside and use promo code FIRESIDE to get $10 off your first Todaytix purchase. That's promo code FIRESIDE at todaytix.com/fireside for $10 off your first ticket purchase. todaytix.com/fireside. Okay, now, let's get back to Clarence.
You was crazy, Clarence. Tell you the truth, I thought you was crazy too. Planning on the hillside? For the last 5 years or more, that hillside would have murdered a cactus. How'd you know? You write the almanac or what?
Just a hunch, I guess.
Never have I seen so much corn. We don't know what to do with it all.
Well, sell it, old Prue. Seems like all the other farmers planted in the valley expecting the drought to continue. Thanks to all this rain, their crops rotted where they stood.
Oh, it's horrible. They're our neighbors and friends.
Bad for them, sure. But their loss is our gain. Not only did we produce a bumper crop, we got the only one. Our struggling days is over, Prue. Woo-hoo!
But at what cost, Jacob? Just to sit back and watch our friends struggle instead? Life was hard before, but at least we were all in it together. There was some kind of fellowship in that. Now all this just sounds like something else.
Don't you know me, old Prue? You think I let our friends suffer if I could help it?
really?
Clarence and I have been talking about that very subject, and seeing as how he's the one to thank for all this, I'm inclined to keep listening to him.
Well, that makes sense to me. We are very grateful to you, Clarence.
It's what I'm here for.
Of course, and that doesn't mean we can't splurge a little on ourselves.
What are you talking about?
Hand me that box, Clarence.
What box is that? It's got a ribbon on it. What have you been up to, Jacob?
Here you go.
Open it.
What is it?
Open it, woman, open it!
Oh, my Lord, Jacob, no.
You like it?
A fur coat?
Try it on.
What on earth do I need a fur coat for?
Well, after all the rains, the coming winter is bound to be a rough one. Don't want you getting frostbite, do it.
Hello!
Speak of the devil.
Who, me?
What? No, Gregory's come by. Over here, Greg!
Oh, and he's brought little Misha.
Hi, Jacob. Clarence, old Prue.
Hi, Miss Prue.
Well, hello, my little Misha. Aren't you just growing like a sprout? Oh, what a button. Give me a kiss.
He's about the only thing at our spread that does manage to grow. Can't think how, as we've got almost nothing to feed him on.
That's a nice coat, Miss Prue.
This? I was just trying it on.
Already enjoying the fruits of your labor? That's nice.
Now, Greg, we ain't flaunting or nothing. Don't think that. It's more practical than anything.
No. You should enjoy it. It's a happy day in a man's life, and his friends do well. We're all proud of you.
You look like a horse.
Oh, Misha.
It's okay. I think he's right. This fur has a thicker coat than Buddy's. I better not wear it around him or he will get jealous. You want to try it on?
Can I?
Come on inside. You can wear it.
Don't take too long, boy. We'll be leaving soon.
I should push off myself. Been meaning to reshoe Buddy all season. Finally got the time to get on that now.
You know, I'm not sure if we should bother with that, Clarence. Buddy's been a good old horse, but we really don't need him no more. I've been thinking it's time to call the glue man. Arrange for a visit.
You sure about that, Jacob?
Yeah, I am. Might as well get something for him. Be better for everybody, including him. Just don't have the man come here when old Prue's around, liable to upset her.
I'll handle it.
Well, it's good to see you here, and boy. Greg, what's the pleasure for?
Just come to say goodbye. We're bust.
What? No.
Oh, afraid so. We got just enough food to get us to the city. We'll start out over there, and the Lord's been telling us long enough this just wasn't a good idea. We finally decided to believe it.
I don't believe that's the Lord talking.
Well, you can afford to believe what you want to, Jacob. You're rich enough now. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say it that way.
Well, that's just the thing. I am rich now. I can afford to help you. I got more grain than I could use. What do you need to get you through the season?
No. I can't be doing that.
Doing what? Accepting a helping hand?
Yes, accepting a helping hand. It ain't a helping hand. It's a handout. I can't let any other man support my own family with charity grain.
Who said anything about charity? You could pay me for it. What if it makes you feel better?
What with? I ain't got nothing, Jacob, but tears and shame.
Calm down now. Calm down. You want a drink?
A drink? This season's brought me enough water to last the rest of my life. Don't ever want to drink that again.
It ain't water. Try this.
Oh, well, this tastes kind of funny. What is it?
Oh, it's just a little something Clarence taught me about. We made it with some of the extra grain.
Oh, that man's just full of ideas.
Oh, he's a gift from heaven.
Well, from someplace. I don't much like the taste of this stuff, but it makes me kind of tingle, you know?
That's the first time I've seen you smile in months. Here, have some more.
Careful. I could really get a taste for this.
How does 2 bottles a week sound, along with a few sacks of grain?
Jacob, I told you I can't pay for it.
Owe it to me then.
But that's debt. I left the city so as to avoid that kind of thing.
But you're going back to the city now, ain't you? You'll take on debt anyway. Why not be in debt to a friend?
I don't know. If I could... I just had something to give you.
If it makes you feel better, give me your guitar.
My guitar? But... That guitar means so much to me, and you don't even play.
I don't plan to start either. I'll just hold on to it until you get the money. Shouldn't take that long, should it?
Oh, maybe a couple months would do it. I've got to get back on my feet.
A couple of months? That's no time at all. And if it does take a little long, you just come see me for an extension.
Maybe sometimes you send Zelda over instead.
Zelda? Why Zelda?
Why not? We can come to an arrangement. Only if you do send her, don't have her come when old Prue's around. I'm liable to upset her.
I don't know, maybe, but what's this about, Jacob?
You look thirsty. Have another drink.
You had one job!
Oh, Madame de Mornay, you scared me. What are you doing here?
One job! Make the man curse, I said. Should have taken 5 minutes. Instead, you took a year and made him the richest man around.
It's all part of the plan.
Plan? You have no plan, and you can't improvise. These people are still happy! No internet, no newspapers, nothing to complain about. How can they be happy?
I don't quite understand it myself, but they are somehow.
Kill the horse.
What?
Kill the stupid horse. It's what you wanted to do in the first place. You should have done it.
That won't work. He wants to kill the horse anyway. Sorry, buddy. I was supposed to keep that to myself.
I don't know which part of you we should cook up first, Clarence. I'm tempted to say the brain, but that would just be empty calories.
What the? What was that?
I thought it was a buffalo. You said you wanted a buffalo.
My boy. Talk to me, please. Lord, make him talk to me.
He's dead. You shot the little boy.
He was dressed like a buffalo. The fur coat, it confused me.
You stinking fool. Oh, you reek. What has happened to you?
Misha.
You were supposed to be a good man, Jacob. You were supposed to give. But the more you received, the more you wanted to take.
Don't say that. Please, don't you say it.
You're a curse. Nothing but a curse to all who know you. You have money now, Jacob. Buy another bullet.
Oh, my Misha.
Well, Clarence, I suppose I stand corrected about you. Sounds like you've got horns to spare.
I stand corrected, too. I thought I was serving the devil, Madame de Mornay. But he serves us, doesn't he? The more we accept from him, the more we want.
Yes. Hard to believe, but I actually do feel sick watching this.
You look it. Next time we meet, Madame de Mornay, do me a favor. Remove your shoes, would you please?
Once upon a time, I almost lost my mind. I was lonely. Oh, so lonely. Once upon a time, hoping every day things would go my way. Then you came into my life. Now everything is fine. I never knew what love could do till I met you. Now everything is oh so cozy. Now my skies are blue out because of you. I'm so glad I was lonely once upon a time. I never knew what love could do till I met you. Now my skies are blue all because of you. I'm so glad I be. Once upon a time, once upon a time, once upon a time, I was lonely. Once upon a time.
Once upon a time, some fairy tales are scary tales with witches, goblins, and beasts, and some fairy tales are merry tales with princes, bunnies, and feasts. Some lull us to sleep, others give us the creeps. Aesop had his sour grapes, his tortoise, and his hare, while Brothers Grimm had sweet Snow White, whose face was soft and fair. The Brothers Grimm well earned their fame by embodying the name they claimed. Uncle Remus told animal stories that tried to address some childhood worries. He told of darling old Brer Rabbit, who had a very risky habit. He was smart and a clever hare, and loved to tease that old Brer Bear. Red Riding Hood stood up to a wolf. Hansel and Gretel got lost in the woods. And Hans Christian Andersen, a man from days bygone, he hatched an ugly duckling who grew up to be a swan. Once upon a time, once upon a time, we've had Mr. Rogers and Miss Piggy, Looney Tunes, Elmo, and sure Walt Disney. There's Bambi, Mickey Mouse, and Goofy, or if you prefer, even Ricky and Lucy. Today those tales seem quaint or rustic, like something found up in the attic. Who gives us fairy tales today? Who makes the nightmares go away? Who bravely rides to save our lives to see that we can all survive? Where do we look to find an answer to Avenger, Magneto, or Black Panther? Or do we just click and choose a channel and watch another pundit panel with Hannity, Carlson, Meadow, or Cooper to help us sink into a stupor? Or maybe it's Fallon, Kimmel, or Colbert who smugly fill a studio chair and tell smart jokes to bring us laughs to hide the terror at our backs? Do we still have need for fairy tales to cope with all that life entails? To help us face each new disaster that seems to arrive yet ever faster? Perhaps it's time to rediscover a means to help us all recover our sense of innocence and joy from when, as just a girl or boy, we didn't need to take some drink or drug. We just had to say, "Give me a hug."
And that was Clarence. The cast featured in this episode includes Alan LaForest as Clarence, James Reeser as Mr. Gwynn, Michael Pate as Jacob, Casey LaForest as Old Prue, David Linton as Grigory, Mary Murphy as Zelda and young Misha, and the part of Madame de Mornay was played by me, Ali Silva. The song Once Upon a Time by Charles Strauss and Lee Adams was performed by Martina de Silva, accompanied by Nico Slater. The poem you heard was written and performed by David Linton. Clarence was written by Brian Wallace and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Our live show and podcast are produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score is improvised and performed by Nico Slater. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Our production assistant is Brontis Shane Orengo. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. Just as those tale-tellers and yarn-spinners of yore, we, the small band of storytellers and history-makers of Fireside Mystery Theater, work very hard to bring you deliciously dark and delightful audio entertainment. But we do need your help to sustain this eerily wonderful thing we love and to enable our Fireside Flames to grow. Consider becoming a Patreon patron of the show. For a dollar or two or more a month, you could provide vital support for what we do, and you'd help us achieve our future goals. Not only will your patronage garner our undying gratitude, we've got some special perks for it too. A postcard from Sunken Harbor, exclusive discounts on our merch, a personalized audio thank you from a cast member, a sweet limited edition lapel pin, a podcast shout-out, exclusive content. There are fantastic rewards for all different monthly sustainer levels. Become an FMT Patreon patron today by going to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater. Or just follow the link from our website. Dearest listeners, we are ever so grateful for any support you give to help us keep the embers of our fireside flickering. It's shout-out time, folks. Hear the names Christina Yoder and Kimberly Castles, and bow down to these superstars who are our newest Patreon patrons. You both have some sweet rewards coming your way, and y'all get exclusive access to our monthly Patreon playlist bonus content. Hey, listeners, be cool. Be like Christina and Kimberly. They know that supporting indie creators like us through Patreon is an easy and meaningful way to keep the fires burning in our collective creative passions. Thank you, Christina, and thank you, Kimberly. You both are awesome. If you're not already subscribed to this podcast, I suggest you remedy that immediately. It's ever so easy, just as it is easy to leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you are Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook inclined, do be sure to follow us at Fireside Mystery. We'd love to hear from you. Sunday, September 29th at 5 p.m. Well, sounds like a very important date, doesn't it? 'Cause it is! Don't miss the first live podcast taping of our brand new Fireside Mystery Theater season. Again, that's Sunday, September 29th at 5 p.m. at New York City's own Palace of Variety, The Slipper Room. Tickets available soon at slipperroom.com or via the links on our website. Coming up next from Fireside Mystery Theater. Don't get too comfortable in your own skin. Be on the lookout for the next audio series from our live performance, Trapped, Tales of Body Betrayal. From Once Upon a Time to Ever After, our Fireside fairy tales have run their course for now. But fear not, listeners, or else fear much, for horrors anew surely await you. Oh, and we urge you, as always, to mind the shadows.